Hi, this is Eddie Schumann with HeritageRadioNetwork.org, and I spent the afternoon at the Fast Food Forward Rally in Union Square on August 29th, 2013. Today, in 50 cities across America, fast food workers went on strike to rally for $15 an hour and the right to form a union. According to FastFoodForward.org, the fast food industry continues to grow with revenues over $200 billion a year. These hardworking employees are asking for more than a raise. Not just for themselves, but for future generations of fast food restaurant workers and laborers worldwide.
We need higher wages. We cannot live on $7.25. It just doesn't do it. Rent has gone up. Bills are going up. Cable's going up. Phones are going up. How can you live on $7.25?
What's your name?
Janae Saffitt.
Do you work in the fast food industry?
Burger King.
So why are you out here today?
I have not got paid for 4 weeks.
Have not got paid for 4 weeks?
Nope, no check, nothing.
How often do you work?
10 hours a day.
10 hours a day. 7 days a week?
Yes. No, I work 4 days a week, 4 to 5 days a week. They switch it up every week.
And you've been working the last 4 weeks?
Yep.
You have to be paid?
Nothing. It was an excuse every week. First it was my birth certificate, then it was my social security, then it was my account number, whatever. So I collapsed on Monday. I couldn't give him my account number. I called them Tuesday to tell them to verify I wasn't coming to work, and it was a different story.
So are you still employed with Burger King?
I don't think so.
So what do you hope to accomplish by being out here today?
I hoping and praying that I can receive more money to take care of me and my child, because $7.25 an hour is not going to do.
$7.25 just don't cut it.
And the two of us, we work down at the Strand Bookstore. So we're members of United Auto Workers, Local 2179. So, you know, we try to come out to anything like this and show solidarity with other working people. Well, I think they're actually being really smart in the way that they're doing it. You know, that it's hard to organize in industries where there's a lot of turnover. And also, you know, I mean, the less people are making, the more precarious things are for them. A lot of the time, the less willing they are to really stand up and do things like strike. So, I mean, they've had a good strategy of getting like a core of people that are willing to be really active and then letting them kind of become an inspiration to other people. And, you know, they're not going straight for like a union election. They're trying to raise a lot of awareness first and get a lot of, you know, public support and, you know, be an inspiration to other people in their industry. And just sort of doing it like on an ad hoc basis is probably a good idea for a way to start.
15 in a union. No music.
What's your name?
My name's Chantel Walker.
Do you work in fast food?
Yes, I do.
Where do you work?
Work in Papa John's on Broadway to Brooklyn. I feel great, and I feel like I know we could change some things.
So what are you hoping to change?
I hope that we get our union like we would like, and I hope that we would get the money that we're asking for. I can't live on $7.25, $8.25, $8.49. Rent is $1,600. You want a car, it's going to cost you. People have kids. People have health care bills. People have responsibilities to do, and they can't meet them on these means that we're handed down.
I'm out here because I need an increase in living wage. Personally, I'm making $8 an hour, and it's just not enough. And rent is so high today that, you know, I need $15 in order to afford my own apartment.
Where do you live?
I live in the Bronx in the Soundview area.
Where do you work?
I work at McDonald's, 220 West 42nd Street.
How long have you been there?
3 years.
How old are you?
I'm 60.
So do you feel like your voices are being heard?
I feel like we're being heard and the elected officials are responding, but it just seems it's not enough.
Where my papers at? Where my contract? Where my papers at? Where my money contract? Where my papers at? Where my contract? Where my papers at?
What's your name?
Don.
Where do you work, Don?
Papa John's, man.
What's your name?
I'm Maurice.
Where do you work?
Burger King.
What are you guys doing out here today?
Yeah, trying to make pave the way for millions of other people that deserve this. 20 years ago, this was supposed to happen. It's a smack in the face of all these people running around with yachts, mansions, whatever. We don't want that. We just want a decent living so we can feed our family. We don't need all that what you got. Just give us what we deserve.
Yesterday was the 50-year anniversary of Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. What is it like being out here today, 50 years later, still having to fight for
like
a living wage?
It feels like repeating the past. It feels like I'm part of what the dream that he had that we're doing right now.
We're basically continuing the fighting because Martin Luther King never gave up on us, so we're still not giving up to this day. Like, he fought for what's right for us. You can't do without us, like, so show us love.
You see, they would like to believe that fast food workers are primarily teenagers. They are not. They're primarily women with children who are struggling to make ends meet. So this is about economic justice. Justice! Justice! Justice!
We're barely drowning right now.
Barely drowning right now.
Barely.
So, I mean,
holding our head above water by the grace of God alone.
Do you feel that the management is listening to you? Do you feel that you're reaching them?
Trust me, he's listening. Look at us. We're massive and we're growing. We went from 7 cities to 60 cities, and we're going to be continually growing every day. So they have no choice but to listen to us. We have the community, we have the clergy, we have fellow fast food workers, and we have the politicians. They have no choice but to listen to us. Everyone is with us. How dare they be against us?
Stand up and sell the world. Stand up for your future. Stand up for yourself. Because we're being treated badly. And we need the world to know. Stand up for your future. Stand up for yourself. Stand up for your future.
It might not happen while I'm working, but it can happen while other young kids can grow up, then that could be a change for them as well.
So you're doing this sort of in a long-term picture?
Yes.
You're not just thinking about yourself, no, you're thinking about
other
future labor.
Yes.
Open your eyes and think of all the struggles.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.